KUOW is the record. Good afternoon. I'm Bill Radke. Seattle's economy rocked last year. Are we due for a drop-off? Seattle Times economics columnist John Talton writes about the chance of a recession coming and what that might mean for the Seattle boom. Hiya, John.
Hey, Bill.
What's wrong with you, man? Can't you hear the dance music? We're partying here forever, right?
Well, Americans are natural bright-siders, and Seattleites especially so. But there is a lot of bad stuff happening out there in the world, and there is a chance of a global downturn. And if it happens, we will not avoid it.
What's the bad stuff?
Well, China is in trouble. We don't really know how bad because the official statistics are not good, but China's growth that we've counted on for 25, 30 years has slowed way down, and China might even face a recession, which would be of enormous consequence. One of the reasons oil prices are so low is because demand has fallen off in China, and so this has caused a bubble to pop in commodities. This is spooking the stock markets. But it's not just China. All over the emerging markets, the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, South Africa, are facing slowing, contracting economies. And this is in an environment where we already have very slow growth. The United States, with the slow growth we've had since the Great Recession, has been leading the way. And did I mention the EU zone, the Eurozone and the EU? Trouble continues there. Then there's the danger of a tech bubble, especially in Silicon Valley, overvalued tech stocks. Investors are very nervous. The January effect used to mean if January went really well, then the rest of the year was going to do good. Well, our January effect was not good.
So I understand the worry about a tech bubble. All the other stuff you mentioned, I mean, it seems like we've been relatively isolated from those kind of problems in Seattle.
Well, we have an amazingly diverse economy, and that economy has seen us through a lot of troubles. The Great Recession arrived here late, but it did arrive here. Having said that, we have some vulnerable spots. I mean, one is Boeing, which announced last week that it was going to cut back on production of the 777.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so that has profound implications. We've already lost several thousand Boeing jobs since 2013. And there are very few places in the country that have such a robust manufacturing sector with so many tens of thousands, 79,000 high-paid manufacturing jobs, and then you ripple that out to the entire aerospace cluster. If there's a slowdown in orders, if orders fall through or they're postponed, then that's a real vulnerability.
What's Boeing's problem? I would think, for one thing, cheap oil, good for an airplane maker?
Well, China is one of Boeing's problems.
Back to China.
Everything goes back to China in a lot of ways. But again, the emerging markets, which are potentially big jet customers. And then you have the situation where Americans' wages have not gone up. And a lot of people got jobs, but they weren't better jobs than the ones that they replaced. And so air traffic is not necessarily benefiting from that. Now, the airlines are doing okay thanks to lower fuel, so good news for Alaska. But as far as orders for new airplanes, we're going to have to wait and see if those hold up.
Okay, finally, John Talton with Seattle Times. You could always come in here any month, any year, and list possible concerns about the economy. But what do you think are the odds of a slowdown? How big of a slowdown?
If I knew that, I wouldn't need the newspaper gig. Okay. But on the other hand, they are getting up there. They're between 10%, the Fed says, 65%, the Citigroup says.
That's 65%. That sounds kind of significant.
It is.
Okay. And one more thing, you noted in your column, a New York Times piece about businesses, American businesses, hoarding $2 trillion in cash. What's going on
there?
That's
right. Well, nobody is quite sure. But one of the theories is that they are concerned that something big is coming. Now, what that big might be, nobody is quite sure. The big might be a technological leap that then they can jump in and invest in. But it also might be this continued secular stagnation that holds the economy back, or an economic shock.
Seattle Times economics columnist John Talton.